This is a special report from VOA, the Voice of America, an apparent agreement with Iran on the nuclear negotiations that have taken place. Let's take you live now to Vienna, where a press conference is underway.
We will move to the media. Thank you very much. As in some other organizations is said, this ends the public session of our plenary. Thank you.
Thank you all very much. Thank you.
What has been announced is, as we understand it, an agreement between Iran to curtail its nuclear activities as far as preparation for the possibility of making an atomic weapon is concerned. Our Bill Gallo from the Voice of America has just conducted an interview with the director of an Iranian-U.S. Organization, and we will have that for you right now. And again, we will give you all the information we possibly can about this agreement. As we understand it, it delays the possible implementation of any nuclear weapon by Iran between 10 and 15 years, maybe longer than that. Again, the details are just coming out as far as the agreement is concerned. And in exchange for that, there is a lifting of some sanctions. There are some lifting of some sanctions from the United Nations as well. Now, our Bill Gallo has spoken with the representative from a U.S.-Iranian organization in the United States.
This is a pretty historic agreement, and we haven't had time to read all the details yet, but what is your initial reaction?
As you mentioned, this is absolutely historic, and it does show that diplomacy can achieve so much more than having a militant foreign policy. I think President Obama deserves a tremendous amount of credit, mindful of the fact that he pursued this path of diplomacy in spite of the conventional wisdom in Washington, which essentially said that diplomacy doesn't work, you only have to use force or coercive measures. And by the way, the Iranians would never be interested in striking a deal anyways.
And now there are a lot of people opposed to this deal, and we've only seen really the beginning of what that opposition will look like. I'm sure we'll see all the statements come out today of the reasons why this won't work. Why do you think this will work?
I think because the political and geopolitical interests are aligned in a very compatible way right now. And the fact that the deal and the diplomacy that has produced it has been such that it actually has ensured that everyone gets something out of this deal. There's a win for every side in this arrangement. And as a result, they would like to continue to enjoy the deal because they're gaining something.
Now, how is this deal being perceived by the public in Iran, and how much of a difference do you think it'll make for Iranian people who've suffered under international sanctions for so long?
Well, the public, based on the opinion polls that have been made, as well as on their reaction to the political framework agreement in April of this year, clearly backed this and are going to be absolutely overjoyed, and I'm sure we're going to see some very, very interesting images of celebrations on the streets of Iran. The people will obviously be very eager to see the sanctions lifted because they have suffered tremendously under these sanctions, combined with the incompetence and mismanagement of the Iranian government itself.
Now, obviously, the next big obstacle here is clearing this deal through the U.S. Congress. They'll have 60 days to approve it. What are the chances that this gets rejected by U.S. Congress?
As things are looking right now, the deal is that the president is in a good position, but we have 60 days of review. There's going to be a lot of arguments. There's going to be a lot of political interest. This is all coinciding with the Republican primaries as well, which has made this a more politicized issue than it otherwise would have been. And there may also be developments in the region that could complicate matters. So it is in that sense not a done deal. The president will have to work very, very hard to get this through Congress.
Now, this is being seen as a major foreign policy achievement for Barack Obama. And what do you think the chances are that it is more than just what is being discussed in this deal, that it will lead to some kind of new era of U.S.-Iran relations? Is that kind of overstating this?
I don't think so. I think the probability that this will be transformational is quite significant. Now, it will not transform U.S.-Iran relations into an alliance or a partnership, but it will transform it to something very different from the institutionalized enmity that we currently are seeing.
Trita Parsi is the founder and current president of the National Iranian American Council. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Again, just an update that there has been an agreement reached with Iran on its nuclear programs. That was reached this morning, a historic, long-sought agreement limiting Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Teams from Iran and the so-called P5+1 group of nations, and that includes Britain, China, France, Russia, the United States, and Germany, held one final meeting Tuesday morning in Vienna, followed by a news conference. Exact details of the agreement not publicly available ahead of the official announcement, and it's going to take some time to page through. We don't know exactly how long that agreement is as yet. The two sides have been working off a basic framework that called for ensuring Iran's nuclear program was peaceful and not used to develop nuclear weapons. Iran has long insisted that its program has only civilian purposes, and its main demand in the agreement involves the lifting of damaging economic sanctions the United Nations and individual nations have imposed during the past decade. All right, let's go live to Vienna now, and VOA's Heather Murdoch is with us. Heather, fill us in a little bit on what you know so far about this agreement.
Well, there have been some reports that a deal has been reached, and these reports are widely expected to be true. Right now, the press is assembled at the UN building here in Vienna, and the ministers, they have one more final meeting before they are expected to come speak to us. So there are high hopes here among a lot of the observers that this will be the final deal after 2 years.
All right, so therefore, the press conference, or at least the press statement that was made over the past few minutes near the top of the hour, was not the announcement of the agreement, as I might have understood it, but just saying that it is coming, or what was that all about?
Well, they're saying that an announcement is coming. What exactly the announcement has been is, which is a nuclear deal, has been leaked to the press through unnamed sources, but we are waiting for a final confirmation from the foreign ministers and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry before we can say, finally, it's done.
All right, so what has been leaked so far as what you are able to tell us about?
Well, some diplomatic sources have said that the deal includes full access to Iran's military sites by the international community. That access, though, would be tempered by Iran meeting with world powers every time they wanted access to sensitive military sites that Iran does not approve of. And in many cases, Iran would have the power to say no.
Well, there had been apparently a holdup as far as Iran's demands, at least at some time, that they be permitted or sanctions be lifted on them buying arms which included missiles that were able to carry nuclear warheads. Any idea as to whether that is included or not?
I'm not sure. It's a very contentious issue. I mean, there's an image issue that is very strong. It would be difficult for Western diplomats to sell that idea to hardliners at home. So I'm not sure how they're going to deal with that issue, and we are hoping that we will get some clarity on that today.
All right. Well, hopefully we will speak to you. Any idea as to when this final announcement might be? Any kind of guess whatsoever?
Right now, we're kind of guessing it will be in about an hour or 2 hours, but there hasn't been a lot of information in the past hour. And last night, we were guessing it's going to be in an hour or 2 hours from about 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. I'm pretty sure, since it's so well set up, it's going to be soon, but not quite sure when.
But all this leaking would not have happened if there were still any major hurdles. Is that correct? Is that your assessment, your feel about it?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. I mean, they have been very tight-lipped over the past 18 days of negotiations, and suddenly information is flooding out. So we're quite sure that probably means that the deal is real this time.
All right, Heather, thank you so much, and hopefully we'll be talking to you about this later. Appreciate you getting in touch with us from Vienna. That's VOA's Heather Murdoch. Now, when this does come through, and again, the modification here, we thought that that had been announced, but it has not as yet, as you just heard. This agreement, at least the reported agreement, represents an historic compromise after it's been a 12-year standoff now that has threatened to provoke a new conflict in the Middle East. Now, this will take effect only after it clears several hurdles here in Washington as well as in Tehran. Conservatives in both capitals have fought against making the compromises needed to reach the agreement. The greatest hurdle will be the U.S. Congress. Republicans in the Congress here in Washington have a majority, and they're expected to vote against the deal after a review period of up to 60 days. President Barack Obama is expected to veto any negative vote about it. Meanwhile, Tuesday, Iran and the U.N.'s nuclear watchdog signed an agreement aimed at answering questions about any possible military dimensions to Iran's nuclear program. Now, a big part of this, at least what has been leaked so far, as far as what is included in this agreement, is that the International Atomic Energy Agency would be allowed to make at least some inspections in Iran. I've been trying, that agency has for years, to get answers in its probe, including access to the Parchin military site, but they've faced resistance from Iran on that. The IAEA chief, Yukiya Amano, said the roadmap of expert meetings and items involving Parchin should allow him to issue a report with the agency's final assessment by the middle of December. And that was a major hurdle that apparently stood in the way of an agreement. All right. So as soon as we get further information and we get the official announcement, we will let you know. So stay with us here on VOA. I'm Ira Melman. Thank you.
Let's go to the crib. And if you want, you can bring your friends and we can. fun.
For sure, you'll never ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change, and though my love is great, and though my love is. To tears, even after all these years, yes. And it pains me so much to tell that you don't know me that way, yeah, yeah, yeah. And though my love is.
On VOA 1.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know. This I know. She told me. When I'm with you, but I
the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Cause I know, girl, I know.
My name's Larry London. Coming up, Taylor Swift, who is on tour for 1989. She brought the entire USA women's soccer team, who won the World Cup about a week ago, on stage in New Jersey at MetLife Stadium. And they sang along to the song Style. Heidi Klum, the supermodel, even came up and joined them on stage. Everyone got a chance to hold the World Cup up over their head. And everyone started yelling, USA, USA. Here's Taylor Swift.
My next mistake, love's a game, wanna play. New money, suit and tie, I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly, and I know you heard about me. So hey, let's be friends, I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand, I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna and I'll write your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies, I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. You're the king, baby, I'm your queen. Find out what you want. Be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna be forever.
what's your name?
Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya.
And I'll write your name.
Oh my gosh. Baby, let me. I did it again, so I'm gonna let go. Oh my God. Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Maybe I can break you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my God, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 my God. Oh, 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 I fell in love with Shawty when I seen her on the dance floor. She was dancing sexy, pop, pop, popping, dropping, dropping low. Never ever has a lady hit me on the first sight. This was something special, this was just like dynamite. Honey got a bit like pow, pow, pow. Honey got some dudes like wow, oh, wow. Girl, you know I'm loving your style. Check, 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 checking you out like, oh, she got it all, sexy from my head to toe, and I want it all and all and all, baby, let me love you down, there's so many ways to love you, baby, I can break you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 my gosh. Oh, 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 so hot for honey, out of all the girls up in the club. This one got me whipped, just hot for one look, if I fell in love. This one's something special, this one just like dynamite. Oh, 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 out of sight, fell in love with honey like, my, oh, my. Honey looking wonderful, fly, so fly. Honey like a supermodel, my, oh, my. Baby, how you do that? Make a grown man cry.
Oh, baby, you got it all. Sexy from my head to toe. And I want it all and all and all. So, honey, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Baby, I can break it down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 my gosh. Oh,
Walk the Moon from Cincinnati, Ohio. This is Shut Up and Dance.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said ooh, shut up and dance with me. We were victims of the night. The chemical, the physical, kryptonite. Help us to the face and the fading light.
Try again. shy on the first day. What about the next day? Said you don't wanna throw it all away. Bugging on the first day. What about the next day?
Again, you've got VOA1 and the hits continue. I'm Larry London, and I invite you to check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. There's One Republic with Good Life. This is VOA1.
Of you now, 'cause hopelessly, the hopeless we have. there's so much to feel good about. There's to complain about.
justify you, babe.
Rihanna, she's been everywhere, and where she hasn't been, she's about to be. She's the new face of Puma. She even posted a photo on Instagram in her first ad poster. She's looking very, very, shall we say, decked out in her Puma wear. And she wrote the caption underneath the photo, "Proud to be a part of the team." My name's Larry London. You've got VOA 1 with Major Lazer and DJ Snake. This is Lean On. You're listening to VOA 1.
I won't be able.
I'll say, will you marry me? I swear that I will mean it. I say, will you marry me? And if I lost everything, in my heart it means nothing, 'cause I have you, girl, I have you. To get right down on bended knee, nothing else would ever be better, better, the day when I say, will you marry me? I swear that I will mean it. I say, the number that comes to my head when I think of all the years I wanna be with you. Wake up every morning with you in my bed. That's precisely what I plan to do.
Jason Derulo, VOA 1, and congratulations to Pink, who just got a brand new wax figure unveiled at Madame Tussauds in New York. It's a wax figure of her hanging on an aerial wire, just like a scene out of her 2014 acrobatics tour. And coming up next, he's also on a high wire, and he's balancing. It is Ray McDonald. He'll keep you company with the hits. I'm Larry London. I'll see you tomorrow. This is VOA1.
Terror Squad. Be about us. Be about us.
Got to do it. Yeah.
It's about us. It's about us.
Got to do with it, baby.
What's love? It should be about us. It should be about us, baby. What's love?
Yeah, slow down, baby. Let you know from the gate. I don't, baby. I want a chick with thick hips that licks her lips. She could be the office type, but like the strip. Girl, you get me aroused. How you look in my eyes? But you talk too much, man. You're ruining my... wanna lose the feeling, cause the roof is still in, is on fire. And you looking good for the getting, I'm a rider. Whether in a hoodie or a linen, a provider. You should see the jury on my women, and I'm living it up. The squad stay filling the truck with chicks that's willing to trizz with us. You say you got a man and you're in love, but what's love gotta do with a little... After the party, me and you could just slide for a few, and she could come too. That's love. Got to do it, baby.
What's love? It's about us, it's about us, baby. What's love?
Got to do it, baby.
What's love?
Yeah.
It should be about us, yeah. It should be about us, baby.
Mommy, I know you got issues. You got a man, but you need to understand that you got something with you. This fat frame is little. Tattoo in your chest with his name in the middle. I'm not a hater. A lot. And the way you shake your booty, I don't want you to stop. You need to come a little closer. And let me put you under my arms like a dawn is supposed to. Please believe you leave with me. We be freaking all night like we was on. You need to trust the guard and jump in the car for a little heartache at the Taj Mahal. What's love? Got to do with it, man.
To do it,
baby.